Welcome to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. Thank you for joining us for the latest episode, our midweek devotional. My name is Adam Fawn. I'm one of the ministers here at the Central Church of Christ, and we hope that you'll join us anytime you possibly can. We hope that you've subscribed to the podcast, and let me again remind you, if you're a regular listener, that coming up later in the month of March, beginning March the 24th, we are looking forward to having Brother Dan Jenkins with us here at Central. If you're not in our area, we hope to be releasing his sermons on this podcast feed as that gospel meeting continues from March the 24th through the 27th. But if you are in our area, please come be with us. Hear Brother Dan preach, sing along with us, meet him, and just spend time with us, letting us get to know you a little bit better. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been afraid? I think all of us have. I think all of us have various things. You know, children like to tell us sometimes those things that scare us, or sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't want to act like anything scares them, but we see them shaking, maybe at a scary movie or something going on in life. And there are certain things, of course, in our world that are just made to scare us. We understand that. But there are also things in this world that just naturally are going to make us fearful. Situations in life, tragedies in life, enemies we might have, things that just mess with us and cause us to be afraid. What do we do when we are afraid? Well, there are a lot of places in the Bible we could go for some help in those times, but I want to think just for a moment about two verses that David wrote at a time in his life when he was very much afraid, in fact, admitted as such. In the 56th Psalm, most Bibles contain what's called a superscription, that is, a little explanation above the Psalm about something we know about it, maybe who wrote it, or maybe the situation in which it was written. Some of them just say something like, of David, or by David. But Psalm 56, contains this superscription, that it's of David, when the Philistines seized him in Gath. Now, we're not going to go into all the explanation of that, but just keep in mind that the Philistines, of course, Goliath was one of them earlier, but this pagan nation, this awful nation, had seized David. Goliath was from the city of Gath. That's where David is at, and now he's been seized. He's being held. It's a time to be afraid. And he admits in verse 3 of that poem that he was afraid. But I want to read just two verses from the middle part of that poem and make three points of application this morning that can help us when we are afraid. David wrote in Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" Do you notice the change in those verses? When I am afraid, but then by the end he's saying, I shall not be afraid. But why? Why can he say, I'm not going to really be afraid? I think there are three things found in those verses. Very briefly, number one, he puts his trust in God. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. And the very next two words are, in God. We need to understand that it really is only God that can bring us the comfort we need, the strength we need, when we face difficulty. When you face something in life that truly has you afraid, our trust, our faith needs to be in God. That's not to say we can't get help from other places. People are going to help us. Knowledge is going to help us. But in reality, all those good things come ultimately from God, do they not? Every good gift comes from Him, James chapter 1 and verse 17. And so that comforter who comes to help you, or that knowledge you're able to gain, well, God gave you the ability to learn those things that might help you to overcome your fear. Do I really put my trust in God when I am afraid? Number two, when I'm afraid, I need to spend time in the Word. He says, I will put my trust in you, in God, whose Word I praise. How many of us have overcome difficulties in life, including fears, by spending time in the Word of God? I suppose the most obvious example or illustration we can make of that is when we need comfort, we go to the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, and as that poem goes on. But the fact of the matter is, whatever we face that might be difficult, we need to put our trust in God and in His Word. I need to spend time in the Word of God when I'm fearful. Sometimes we're fearful simply because we don't really understand, or we're not taking time to understand the bigger picture, and God's Word certainly will help us with that. When I'm afraid, I need to trust God. I need to spend time in the Word of God. And then number three, I need to remember, well, that this is just our human life. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? David was basically saying, you know, even if the worst happens here, what we might think of is the worst, so what? It's still just this life. There's something far better, is there not? It wouldn't even matter if David was killed here while he was being seized in Gath by the Philistines. Would he not be getting what he wanted? Would he not be living eternally with God forever? I'm not sure if David had a full understanding of what eternity meant. But he's simply saying, I'm understanding here that I'm not to be afraid of things of this life. Even if the worst happens, whatever I think might be the worst, that I still have a place where I can trust God because I have something far greater than just this life. That may not help you if you're watching a scary movie, but these things are going to help us when we face true fears in life. Times where we really are not sure if we can put one foot in front of the other. Times if we're really not sure if we're going to just make it through the day because we are just gripped and held by fear. When you are afraid, what do? You need to trust God. You need to put your faith in the Word of God and spend time there. And you need to remember that this is just this life, that there's something far, far better. We hope this has encouraged you. As we think about these things, the Bible speaks to all aspects of life, does it not? It's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, the New Testament tells us. And I hope that you're seeing that as you follow along with our podcast. Make sure you subscribe to The Central Focus. Make sure you tell others about it. That would mean a great deal to us. And join us next time as we continue to study the Word of God together. And remember, always keep your central focus on Jesus.